With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A key policy in Governor Greg Gianforte's plan for tax cuts in Montana narrowly failed in the House today. YPR News' Kevin Trevlin reports.
Senate Bill 184, also known as the Montana Entrepreneur Magnet Act, would have exempted people from paying capital gains taxes on stock sales tied to new businesses with an employee base of at least 30% local residents. The bill failed on a 49-51 vote. However, lawmakers plan on reconsidering the bill at a later date. Billings Republican Representative Barry Usher opposed the policy, saying it could have attracted large marijuana companies to Montana after the state's recreational cannabis program gets off the ground.
Any company coming from out of state, if they have savvy lawyers, if they have savvy accountants, especially these marijuana companies, they know how to make and create entities and boards and everything else to be able to qualify for a program like this.
Usher was among 24 Republicans, including many of the House's most conservative lawmakers, who opposed the bill. Six Democrats supported the proposal. Elliston Republican Becky Beard, who carried the bill in the House, said it would have spurred job and wage growth in Montana. It's key to Gianforte's so-called Montana comeback plan, which also includes personal income and business equipment tax cuts. Gianforte this week asked for public comment on another goal for his administration. The governor is looking for recommendations for his task force aimed at reducing state regulations. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.